Hey everyone, it's Lyle.
I'm Care.
I'm Cub.
And you're listening to The Hooligans. So, we just went to the Erie Comic Con, and we felt the need to record an emergency podcast. So, we've got a lot to talk about, because there were some interesting things that happened there.
It was a good time, but
it was strange. It was strange.
There was an incident.
So, yeah, let's just start with there was an incident. We'll start with Cub's incident, if you would like to begin.
My incident was that I got to sit in the Batmobile.
From the original Batman. Yeah.
And they took pics to have printed out. They also took pictures on my cell phone, which turned out great because it's a cell phone.
A new cell phone.
But the picture that was printed out was out of focus, super blurry, and it's 8x10. So what am I supposed to do with it?
It was like the worst picture I've ever seen.
And then they tried to sell me a frame or a cover.
Maybe when we post this episode, we'll scan.
This should be the this should be the podcast, like
show them the picture.
It should be like the cover of the episode.
The guy had a camera.
It was like a legit camera.
It looked professional.
Like with a big lens.
I was looking at the other pictures they had taken, though, on the table. Also blurry.
But here's the thing. Like, he looked at it after it printed and just, like, gave it to me.
Like he was proud.
Right. Like, well, I mean...
And then I looked at it and I was, like, you know, trying to... Maybe they were out of focus and, like, the focus was on the background or something, but no, the whole picture is out of focus. It's all blurry.
Was it the printer? I don't know.
No.
I don't think so. Because I think it was the photographer.
Oh. I think if it was the printer, it would maybe be, like, smudgy, but not...
So, it's definitely...
Well, I'm still gonna hang it up.
In the best frame you can get.
Yes.
You should get a Batman-themed frame.
Oh, even better.
Ooh.
But the problem is... Even from far away, it looks really atrocious. Bad.
It's bad.
You can't even tell it's him. It sort of looks like him, but now, it's a stranger.
The cell phone pics turned out great.
Really good.
They look good. It looks cool. I'm glad I got to sit in it.
Yeah,
it was
OG
cool.
Batmobile.
Got to answer the phone.
The bat phone.
Which was shaped like a bat. I didn't notice that at first.
Yeah, it was kind of greasy.
Had some... How many hands have touched that?
Too many.
Oh. There was shark repellent in there, too, I saw.
Yeah, there was.
Mm-hmm. He adjusted it so you could see it.
Yeah. That guy kind of knew what he was doing.
That guy was probably like, I'm sorry.
They also had the mystery machine. That would have been kind
of
cool.
They did. They had the boat.
The bat boat. To me, that just seems lesser.
I mean, yeah.
Is it on the water? No. So why am I in it?
But the mystery machine would have been cool.
That was cool.
Care? See, did you have any incidents?
No, I don't think so.
Sorry, not to cut off that.
This was something that... All three of us noticed separately.
Yeah.
There was a table. Most of the art there is really good.
Super good.
I would not try to sell my art at a Comic-Con if it was not good.
Could you? Do you have anything you could sell?
I have a Jack Sparrow one that I did by hand.
But, like, like you said you wouldn't if it wasn't good. Do you have anything that you could actually sell there? Interview skills.
Drawing-wise?
Probably.
Possibly. I have done some paintings, but, I mean,
M could sell some of her stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever made anything where I could... Remember that ghost I made? The paper mache ghost?
Ooh, I loved him.
Wasn't it featured in one of the videos?
It was. We made... So this was an art class in, like, sixth grade. We made paper mache ghosts, and they were, like, I don't know how to describe it. It was... Like,
was
3D-ish.
It like a paper towel or something?
I don't know.
And then they put the paper mache over it?
And then, like, took
Can
out
Can we do that at your Halloween party?
We should.
But, it ended up in one of our homemade movies that was essentially, like, a parody of the Blair Witch Project.
Oh, yeah.
We'll
it's a ghost.
I like how, like, we drove around the block.
Oh, yeah.
In the van. And it was, like, some big thing.
We made a lot of movies about... Just weird things.
Oh, those will pop up sometime.
Our Wars.
Molastic Smark. American Idol.
Oh, yeah.
Splinter Cell.
Well, so but the anyway. Jack Sparrow
oh, right.
thing, though. So this guy had a table, and we stepped up to it to look at the art that he had, and there were sketches of Jack Sparrow, but they were so hideous. Bad.
Like, they were so bad.
I didn't know what to say.
Because there was nothing to say.
Like, ooh.
They were really expensive.
Are you sure you should be selling these?
Now, like, some of his stuff looked pretty cool.
I didn't see anything
but,
that he did.
But the problem was the Jack Sparrow one was like front and center.
Staring up at you. And they were just, one was terrible. The other one was less bad.
The other one was good.
Say, no, it well, wasn't good.
It was good if it you was, hadn't
it was
seen.
Less bad.
Yeah, some of his stuff was all right. But Cub's right. Like, that's all you saw.
By the way, the Street Sharks thing?
That was on a different table.
Yeah.
That was cool.
It was yeah. cool.
Except, I always liked the Hammerhead one.
Mm. Yeah, Hammerheads are awesome.
Legit.
I know a lot about sharks. I actually do.
Drop some shark knowledge on this podcast.
Okay, well, in a shark's nose, they have little... They look like dots, and they're called the ampullae of Lorenzini. And they help them look it up. It
helps, no, I believe you. That's too far-fetched to make
it up. Helps them sense things in the water, like electricity and whatnot.
Also...
Electric currents.
So what's it called again?
The ampullae of Lorenzini.
That'd be a good fantasy football team name.
That'd probably be too long.
Would. Probably.
They also have what are called claspers.
Oh, I didn't think we were going to discuss claspers.
Which they essentially have two wieners.
Oh, well...
Yeah.
When one's not enough.
Gotta have two.
What else about sharks? If you pet them, you'd probably cut yourself.
Yeah.
What about bull sharks, Care?
This well, first of all, the skin of a shark, they're called denticles. They're like little... They're like little... Little... I don't know how to explain it. Like chainmail, almost. They're like little scales, yeah. And they're really rough, so you could cut your hand.
Oh.
But bull sharks can go into freshwater and saltwater.
See, that freaks me out.
They're the mm-hmm. most dangerous. There have been reports of bull sharks making it to Lake Erie.
They're probably in the creek behind our house.
Cub, we literally just went to Mexico.
They were there.
Well, no, but there like we were in like the Caribbean Sea. Like there could have been other sharks.
Like what?
Anything.
I care.
Definitely not great whites.
Oh. Well, there could have been.
There could have potentially been, but it would have been too hot for them. They like cold water.
No, this is great. I never knew about this.
They would have had
on our sharks. Emergency Comic-Con
bull shark segments.
No, but bull sharks are the most dangerous shark because mm-hmm. they're also they're full of testosterone, so they're super aggressive.
How are their danglers or whatever?
Claspers. They have two.
So they got high T, double claspers, chainmail skin. Like, I'm freaked out already.
Dual wielding claspers.
Yeah.
All right, so... back to Comic-Con.
Okay.
What was some of the other art? That one guy's awesome.
Yeah, I don't...
The gargoyles guy?
No. Well, but he was cool, too. Cool.
I don't remember what his name is, but he does a lot of, like, movie art. I don't even... How do you describe the art?
The one that she got a bunch from?
I got five
Benny Miller, I think.
Was that his name?
Yeah, he was really nice.
He was really good and really nice.
Yeah, so it was a lot of... I think they were mostly ink, but it was done on, like, a...
It looked like...
Sepia...
Yeah.
Brown background.
Yeah.
I got
really cool.
I got one. It was Qui-Gon Jinn from Star Wars, and it was all like the ink, except the lightsaber was green.
Yeah, which was awesome.
It was really cool.
He was super.
So the art was great. That's what I like to go for.
Cub asked him rather aggressively.
Looking back, I was
sorry. About his wedding ring. Whether
also
or not.
Strange. Well,
no, it looked like mine.
Which is called a groove ring. Yeah. Isn't it like silicone or something?
Yeah.
But the guy was like, you didn't know what you were talking about.
It's a groove ring.
It's a groove ring? Is that a groove ring? Groove ring? Like, you're just really assertive.
I was trying to establish rapport.
What else?
I thought I had good enough rapport with him.
Yeah.
I bought 5 pieces of art from him.
I got a Funko Pop for my birthday via Karen Cub. Mm-hmm. It was Thor from the end of Endgame when he's got the cool Viking hair and Mjolnir and Stormbreaker.
Spoiler alert.
You should have seen it by now. True. If you haven't seen it in the past like 5 months, it's on you.
Who's Mjolnir?
That's the hammer.
It's the hammer.
Oh.
Yeah.
But it's harder to find because it's an exclusive and they didn't have it at FYE. So these Comic Cons have a lot of exclusives. Yeah.
There were there's a Funko from Jaws. And I really want it. Lyle really wants it, too.
I want it so bad.
It's the shark with Quint in its mouth, covered in blood, but it's a Funko, so it's still a little bit
cute. The shark got a bad rap in that movie.
Well, they had it there, and it was $65. Also, expensive. Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Jaws in the past, like, 40-something years, that's also on you.
Yeah.
Great movie. That's in my really top 5. Really good movie.
Well, so my story from Comic-Con, I was really excited because Catherine Sutherland was going to be there. And for those who don't know, which is probably everyone, she was the second Pink Ranger, Kat, from Power Rangers. She was actually on the original show. Like, no one ever remembers that.
I didn't know that.
On Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. She was the Pink Ranger. She replaced Kimberly in the last season.
Oh.
But then what most people know her from was Power Rangers Zeo and Turbo, the ones that came after that. Yeah. So I was really excited to meet her. I mean, I still need to meet Kimberly. Like, I was telling people, they're like, oh, the second Pink Ranger? I was like, hey, it's still, like a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
So she was there, and then I think his name was, like, Michael Copen or something. He was the Blue Ranger from Power Rangers. Well, he was from Power Rangers Time Force, which was a couple years after I'd stopped watching. So From what I've heard, it's awesome.
What about Zeo?
Do they time travel?
It's time travel.
I mean, I like that.
But oh. I kind of want to watch it, but I also don't want to be that guy who's, like, watching Power Rangers at 25. But then, like, I wear Power Rangers stuff, like, all the
time.
You're
wearing it right
now. And my wallet is Power Rangers in my phone case, so it's like, I think I'm already there.
Yeah.
So I could do that. So he was there, too.
Would it be any good, though, like, watching it as an adult?
That's the problem. I don't know.
I'm an adult.
So I did, like, he was there, too, and so we kind of circled the tables for a while. I was nervous to talk to Catherine Sutherland. I had already got my ticket to get a picture with her, but it wasn't till later.
Karen and I were the wingmen.
Oh, yeah.
They were.
Woman.
Got to be.
So eventually we went up and just started, like, Care started talking to her. And then we all were just chatting, and I told her how much, like, I thought Zeo was underrated, because it is.
She agreed.
You only ever find...
As she should be in the show.
But you only ever find merchandise from the original show.
That's true.
But like, the Zeo stuff is awesome. I really want them to make Funkos of that. I found a shop on Etsy like that. I'm wearing a Gold Ranger shirt, and like, this guy makes them and they're amazing. Like, the quality is really good.
She also wrote a book,
a kid's book. Yeah,
it seemed pretty good.
The Boy Who Wore His Heart on His Sleeve.
Yeah,
that's what it was called.
Nice recall.
By Catherine Sutherland.
Yeah.
She's also Australian, which is just a plus.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
no matter what. So we talked to her.
Let's hear your Australian accent.
I don't want to. I don't want to disrespect.
Let's put another shrimp on the body.
So, like, we talked to her, and she was really nice.
She was.
She actually was.
She was friendly.
Yeah. And then we went away. And then I did go talk to Michael Copen, which was kind of weird, because I told him that I'd never watched his show, but like, that I kind of wanted to go back.
I've never seen it.
He was also really nice, too, though. And then I got to do my photo op with Catherine Sutherland, which was just, it was great. It was really quick. I was the first in line. I got over there, like, really quickly.
It was very exciting.
I asked her after the picture if I could hug her, and she said yes, so I've hugged her.
Oh, yeah.
But now, like, I feel like I just need to marry her.
Well, that seems like a natural progression.
Yeah, you talk. You get married.
She's only 19 years older than me.
That's not the worst.
That's not bad.
No, she was super nice. She still looks really good.
Celine married a guy who was 30 years older
yeah,
than
Celine
her.
Yeah, Celine Dion's happens, producer yeah. became yeah. her husband.
Which
that
is
was
a little strange.
It was weird. But no, it was a good time. Also kind of a weird time just seeing people walk around.
Yeah, I mean,
there are furries there and yeah. it's weird.
Yeah, I mean.
I would have dressed up, I think, if it was a bigger one.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
what would you have dressed up as though?
Well, it depends. Because it's hot out, so I wouldn't want to wear anything that would be too hot.
But you're inside.
Yeah. There's a lot of people, though. I have a Han Solo costume.
You do?
A female Han Solo costume.
Didn't you have a Star Trek costume, too?
That was a shirt that was just really long, and it was the right color, so I made myself a pin. I don't have that shirt anymore, but... Yeah, I mean, I have, like, my Loki dress. I thought about that.
I might dress up as a Ghostbuster.
You should.
That's a good
idea.
Like,
if we went to a big one...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would probably dress up as a Power Ranger, but that's a hard thing to pull off.
You'd be wearing a skin-tight suit.
Or it'd be, like, the stupid ones that look like a kid's costume yeah. with the fake muscles.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you should do that, though.
You should do that.
Fake muscles.
I just thought of our cousin, Core, had, a Hulk Hogan costume once yeah. that was like that.
Core, go get that. Go buy one.
Core doesn't need it now. He could just be that.
Yeah, true.
You need a wig and a Fu Manchu, and that's all.
Yeah, brother.
Oh, that would be a great costume for
it
him.
Would.
We
should,
need to tell him that.
We should actually do that.
Yeah. So yeah, that was our experience at Comic-Con. What else?
It's fun.
I mean, I feel like, you know,
we went to Moe's after.
The Taco Bell people
went
to Moe's.
We saw a crew of Taco Bell workers in Moe's.
Yep.
Four of them went to Moe's.
It was one of those things where you wouldn't think it was real, like it was planned or something, but like it definitely happened.
Like, so four Taco Bell workers walk into Moe's.
Moe's is so good.
And I'm eating queso.
We're not sponsored by them, but maybe someday.
Maybe someday.
We could be. I love Moe's. I would eat there every day.
The Wrong Doug is so good.
No, you gotta go home record.
Well, no, the Wrong Doug was amazing because, I mean, for anyone who hasn't gone there, it's like a Crunchwrap from Taco Bell, but when they wrap it, they put cheese on the bottom so that when
sealed
it cooks, it
cheese.
Seals with cheese.
Instead
and
of
it's
sealed
amazing.
With a kiss.
Hell yeah.
Sealed with cheese.
What about seal kiss of a rose?
Ooh.
Kiss fire. Classic Batman Forever, I believe.
There
that
was. Yeah,
used
it was.
To be a grand
it's a great
tower.
Song.
It is a good song.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
I'll just sing a seal.
Alright guys, so that was our emergency Comic-Con podcast. We really enjoyed it.
Yes,
I met my future wife.
Allegedly.
No, it's happening. But now I just want to go to more Comic-Cons.
Yeah.
And meet
me
other Power Rangers.
I want to go to one where I can meet Chris Hemsworth.
Oh yeah.
I want to meet Jason David Frank, who played the Green Ranger, like, so bad.
I just want to go and get a non-fuzzy Batmobile picture.
Someone could do that at a real Comic-Con for you.
Oh, I was gonna say maybe it could be Adam West, but R.I.P.
Man.
Maybe there would be Adam
Burt Ward. Burt Ward, who played Robin.
Him. Yeah.
Who? Burt Morgan.
Burt Ward, he played Robin in the show. You know who played the Penguin, right?
Danny DeVito?
In the show.
Who?
Mickey from Rocky.
Oh, can I mention my last 2 years ago when I met Michael Beach?
Oh yeah, go
who's
for
that?
It. Just
who's Michael Beach?
So 2 years ago, I went to the Comic-Con. I think Jules and Zach went with me, and Michael Beach was there. Do you remember in ER, Jeannie Boulay's husband, who was like
the
a
second. Guy who
the
played him.
The second guy who played him. He was like a paramedic.
No, like, he was a paramedic on Third Watch.
He was also in Third Watch.
And he's in The 100.
Possibly.
Yes, I know exactly who you're talking
well,
about.
Well, he was in Aquaman.
Yes, he's
he was
the dad
yeah. of Black Manta.
But also he was in...
That's not a spoiler.
He was in Sons of Anarchy, which was probably where I knew him the most.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
He was there, and I was like, oh, I guess I'll just go talk to him. I didn't talk to him for very long. I didn't even know he was in Aquaman at that point. Someone was just like, hey, how's Jason Momoa? And I was like, wait, this guy's going to be in Aquaman?
Ooh.
Oh, but, Jason Momoa would be great to meet.
Yeah, he would. But Now, every time I watch Aquaman, I'm just like, I know that guy. Oh, yeah. He's my friend.
What'd you guys talk about?
About how I liked him in Sons of Anarchy and
Shooting the and breeze. ER. Who did he play in Sons of Anarchy?
Wasn't he
a rival?
He wasn't a rival. He was a recurring character. He was actually the leader of another group.
Oh, yeah.
Called the Grim Bastards.
Oh, I remember. Sorry to the kids. This is a family podcast.
But, yeah, and he and Jax were on good terms.
Oh, yeah.
So they were in it every now and then. They would help them out sometimes. But, yeah, I just said, you know, that I thought his character was cool and I liked him from ER, which is like 20-something years ago.
ER, it still holds up.
Oh, ER's
Jeannie Boulay was a throwback from the past.
Yeah. We should have a pod about that sometime.
Oh.
ER it was and ER. Still is an amazing
How's
show.
How's Mark Green?
Amazing. Anthony Edwards, so good.
Also Goose from Top Gun.
Definitely. Yeah. Gilbert. Gilbert?
Gilbert.
Is he Gilbert?
Yeah.
From Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's Lewis and... Yeah, he's
Lewis
Gilbert.
And Gilbert. But we started watching it last year. We're going to, like, actually rewatch the whole show, and me and Care stalled out in the second season. But it still holds up.
It's so good, though.
Like, it's 25 years old, and it's still... It could come out right now.
I think the problem that I got stalled on it was there's too many episodes a season.
And they're long. Like, even
like
on 45 Hulu.
Minutes.
I remember watching ER.
We had a lineup.
Yeah.
It was Survivor, CSI, and ER.
Man.
Yeah.
I guess we found our next topic for the podcast.
I just wanted to talk about Michael Beach because we're friends.
Well, guys, I'm Lyle.
I'm Care.
I'm Cub.
And you've been listening to The Hooligans.
Peace out.
'm just gonna start recording. What's our intro?
Wait, did we have an intro?
Well, we kind of did.
Sing your
Welcome
skins.
To the Hooligans.
I like it.
Well, it's not bad.
It's not the worst thing I've ever heard.
Hey, everyone. Yeah.
Miles too love drunk right now.
I used to be love drunk,
but now I'm a dumb drunk.